Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez compares fighting climate change to war against Nazi Germany. By Penny Starr on October 20, 2018. Democratic Socialist candidate for the House of Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said in a video that reaching the goal of 100% renewable energy to fight climate change requires the same urgency and mobilization in the United States as it did to fight Nazi Germany during World War II. Calling Nazi Germany the last existential threat the United States has faced, Ocasio-Cortez ignored more recent threats, including radical Islam's attack on U.S. soil that killed almost 3,000 innocent Americans on September 11, 2001. So when we talk about existential threats, the last time we had a really major existential threat in this country was around World War II, Ocasio said in a video filmed at an undated campaign at an unknown location. And so we've been here before, so we have a blueprint of doing this before, Ocasio-Cortez said. None of these things are new ideas. What we have is an existential threat in the context of war, Ocasio-Cortez said. We had a direct existential threat with another nation. This time it was Nazi Germany, who explicitly named the United States as an enemy. And what we did is that we chose to mobilize our entire economy, industrialize our entire economy. And we put hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people to work defending our shores and defending this country, Ocasio-Cortez said. We have to do the same thing if we're going to get us to 100% renewable energy, Ocasio-Cortez said. And that's just the truth of it. It may seem really big. It may seem very ambitious. It may seem very radical, Ocasio-Cortez said. But the fact of the matter is we're dealing with a radical truth and a radical reality, and the more that we choose to ignore it, the worse we are doing for our children and our grandchildren and frankly ourselves, Ocasio-Cortez said. Ocasio-Cortez, 28, became an instant Democratic Party heroine after unseating party caucus chair Representative Joe Crowley, DNY, in New York's June primary. Although that victory marks the start of Ocasio-Cortez's political career, she is not a newcomer to activism, having volunteered for Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, in his 2016 presidential campaign. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.